incumbent city council candidates Alex Budwinski and Cindy Matsumoto, along with candidates Mary Windsor and Tim Henney, answered questions from the panel, the audience, and of each other during this final forum. Candidates were aligned on several rapid-fire questions. All agreed they didn't support an 80-foot-tall Kimball Arts Center renovation or the thought of a Costco in city limits. They all thought mandating mass transit to resorts for events and during the ski season was a good idea in the future, and they all thought they could see some type of assisted living facility built in Park City eventually. They also generally supported the idea of a gondola from Old Town to Upper Deer Valley. There was a lot of discussion about sustaining a middle class in town, and one question posed by a resident asked candidates to address what they see as the middle class. Cindy Matsumoto talked about supporting a middle class by supporting good jobs.
The city can approach a broadband initiative where we start bringing high-speed internet to all of our community. And that will support the small businesses that we have that need to have faster internet connections. It'll support the people that are doing businesses in their homes, and it will bring new businesses here.
Alex Budwinski defined the middle class in terms of specific income and said our focus should be on jobs that support that figure.
We have an adjusted gross income in Summit County, somewhere around $80,000. And that translates into being able to afford a house in the $250,000 range, maybe $300,000 at the outside. So that to me is our middle class. They're able to live here by providing living wages. There aren't that many $80,000, $100,000 jobs in Park City, and I think that should be our focus.
Mary Windsor says supporting the workforce is precisely why she's running for office.
Part of the reason that I wanted to run was I felt that we weren't honoring and trying to keep in place the people that are here that came to so many of the hearings and talked to us about the fact that they were workforce.
Tim Henney talked about how the middle class is threatened here. They're the folks who bought houses back when they cost less than $500,000.
But the middle class is that group who bought homes between $300,000 and $500,000 in places like Prospector and Park Meadows. And they're in, but over time, they are the disappearing class because those homes do not exist anymore in Park City. And that is a major problem.
Matsumoto expanded her discussion of how and where to build affordable and attainable housing in town.
Having a strong middle class will give us a strong community, and that's what we all love about Park City. The future of Park City Heights will have quite a bit of attainable housing. I think it will satisfy part of our need. I also believe there's areas where the city owns property in the Park Avenue redevelopment area that would be appropriate for a Snow Creek-type project that would be aimed at the middle-class housing. And I think it's something we really need to work on in the next 4 years so that we keep our community.
Budwinski answered a question about how he, as a current council member, comes to consensus.
We actually do a lot of our deliberation in public. I think it's a testimony to how much work each of us does that we're able to articulate the position that we have and occasionally change other people's minds. As far as split decisions, probably the most notable one was Park City Heights. I think that was a 3-2 decision. It went through a lot of iterations before it came to us. It was evaluated on what was it actually going to provide and what council goals did it fulfill. As I said, it was 3-2, and I was on the go-for-it side.
With regard to redevelopment of Bonanza Park, Windsor, who's a major landowner there, says at first she was not interested in being part of redevelopment.
We weren't really interested in being part of Bonanza Park when the idea first came up. But now that we're in it, we had a studio at the University of Utah come and look at designing apartments on top of our mini storage. I think Bonanza Park is a good place where we could have some additional workforce housing. There's a limit to the amount of commercial we can sustain. I think we have to encourage growth, but I think we have to allow it to evolve as it normally would, the way our project did.
Henney was asked about the city government mandating water conservation.
Yeah, I think there's a place for government mandates, such as businesses that come in need to have an irrigation and landscaping plan that actually makes sense. We need to tie irrigation to landscaping, because right now we don't do that. And if you're using old irrigation methods, you're basically wasting your money on your landscaping. And I think I'd like to see a cap, an absolute cap on how much a household could use. I mean, why does somebody need to use 20,000 gallons to water their lawn during the summer?
Early voting continues through November 1st at the City Council Chambers in the Marsac Building, and the general election takes place Tuesday, November 5th. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.